fire season in north central Washington's Okanagan County is stressful and relentless. Many residents say a locally run Facebook group has provided them valuable, life-saving information as flames spread across the county. But local emergency officials call it a double-edged sword. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
Doug Coleman had already evacuated his home on Labor Day weekend. He returned to find it still standing and decided to take a nap. His daughter Heather promised to keep an eye on the Cold Springs fire. She's a member of the Okanagan Highlands Fire Watch group on Facebook.
Living in Wenatchee, I didn't have any real-time access to any other means of communication on such short notice.
She decided to check Facebook as her workday picked up. Her father's house was again threatened. Her dad needed to leave immediately. She called and he hopped in his truck with his three dogs. He made it down the hill 15 minutes before the fire jumped toward his home. Heather credits the Facebook group with those few extra moments her dad needed.
It was a very, very near miss. It very well likely could have been a lifesaver for him.
Daniel Pratt formed the Okanagan Highlands Fire Watch Group in 2015 to help his neighbors. The group blew up one night as the 2015 Okanagan Complex fire raged and people searched for more information. Now it's grown to around 18,000 members.
The idea is to bring community together.
He says that way, people can watch each other's backs. Members say the group provides valuable and life-saving information. Admins post evacuation notices, fire maps, and recovery resources throughout the fire season. Facebook questions pour in.
I'm wondering what protection or alert services
does Bridgeport have water?
Is the Walmart
power?
Still standing?
As far as volunteers,
what is a good time?
Highway 97 open.
How is the smoke in Okanagan, OMAC?
Co-administrator Catherine Gunn-Bennett says the days can be 16 to 20 hours because she tries to answer questions quickly.
We all feel that it's really important to keep people informed, up to date, in a timely fashion.
That drive to get information out quickly has been a double-edged sword for Okanagan County Emergency Management Director Maurice Goodall. During fire season, Facebook groups pop up claiming to be official sources for particular fires, but they aren't run by government agencies. Goodall says the numerous fire groups on Facebook give people information quickly, but it might not always be the whole story. For example, Goodall says, snippets from radio scanner traffic are often posted online.
Sometimes it's hard because in today's society, we want all that information yesterday.
He wants the information to be verified, like what goes out over the county's alert system. Goodall says that makes information slower, but more accurate. Founder Daniel Pratt prides the group on its speed and the amount of information it quickly delivers to the public. He says they don't post speculation.
It says a lot when a citizen can actually get the information out before emergency management.
The group has come under some criticism online for its fire relief efforts. Several people have asked for more accounting of monetary donations. Pratt is working with a tax attorney to form a nonprofit. He says local businesses are collecting monetary donations for fire survivors. Pratt's wife is now organizing t-shirt sales to raise money for fire survivors. Pratt says the t-shirts are a personal effort to raise money. The shirt deliveries have taken a long time, which concerned and frustrated some members. But other community members say the group has given them peace of mind. Carol Johnson lives outside of Tenasket, as she says, up in the hills. Johnson says she's always had a great fear of wildfires. That fear has grown as recent fire seasons have seemed relentless.
It takes so much of the fear out of not knowing, because you have a place to go where you actually know what's going on.
Pratt hopes to one day expand his information gathering and fire relief efforts across Washington. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.